Today, we are talking about peace with God because of justification by faith. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." The word "therefore" sums up what has been mentioned before. This "therefore" sums up the first four chapters of Romans. This "therefore" sums up man's sinful condition and God's redemption. You see, Paul had been talking about sin and the fact that all are sinners before God. Before justification, man has to understand that he is a sinner. Before justification, man has to understand that sin separates him from God. Before justification, man has to understand nothing he is able to do will bring justification before God. The word for being justified in Romans 5:1 means to be just, innocent, or righteous. This refers to something that is finished or complete. You see, justification is not a process by which we do good works. Justification is a final rendering after we have received God's gift of grace. It is a finished transaction. It is important to be justified before God. Justification brings peace through Jesus Christ. First, this implies that sinners are enemies of God. James 4, verse 4 says, "Know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Sinners oppose God. They rebel against His authority and transgress His laws. Sin is what separates us from God, and it pits us against Him. You see, a holy and righteous God cannot be at peace with a guilty sinner. In Amos, we are told, or it said, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Sinners should tremble when they think on God's law. They should fear God's judgments and become alarmed when they think of hell and punishment, because they are enemies against God. Another thought here is that sinners are far from peace. They are easily agitated, alarmed, and even afraid. I'm reminded of Belshazzar in the book of Daniel when he saw the handwriting on the wall. Bible says he sobered up, he cried out in anguish, and his legs weakened because God was against him. You see, sinners never rest because they never find peace. Now, some have found peace, but it's not peace with God. They have peace. Perhaps they found it one day, either walking or even while praying. But when asked, they cannot tell you why or how, but they say they have peace. They say, "Well, I feel good," or "I'm happy, I'm comfortable." You know, it is possible to have a false peace from the devil, an emotional feeling. You see, sinners have a peace, some because they change their ways. They don't live like they used to, and they live what they would say is correctly. And they might even say, "Ask those around, they will tell you, I have changed, I am better, I am doing things right." Well, the question for them is, what about the past sins? Today may be well, but are your past sins forgiven? You see, many have made peace with themselves, maybe even with others, but they've not made peace with God. If you're not just, the Bible says you are condemned. John 3, verse 18 says, "He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Condemned, waiting for your sentence and punishment. Condemned, only God's patience keeps you from facing His wrath. Next, we see that this verse teaches that the believer has peace with God, no longer an enemy against Him. You see, the justified have peace with God. Things are settled between them and God. If you're saved, your sins have been forgiven. But there's more than just simple forgiveness. God is now your friend. You can fully enjoy His love, His care, His kindness. Abraham was called the friend of God because he was righteous. He was justified by faith. You see, the justified have peace with God. Guilt is gone. And when guilt is removed, peace enters into the heart. The justified have peace with God because salvation is complete. Salvation provides security. And when the heart is secure, peace is found. We can now enjoy peace with God because of God's grace. It's like the one that is able to sleep at night, knowing the doors and windows are locked and all is secure. We have peace because of God. Also, it teaches that peace is found after justification, and justification comes through Jesus Christ. You see, peace with God is on His terms. Why, you may ask? Because He's God. Because He is the potter and we are the clay. Peace comes from Christ's atonement and not our works or our emotions. Now, let's think of Adam and the Garden of Eden. He lived in peace with God. He required no mediator, and he enjoyed a wonderful relationship with the Lord. After he sinned, Adam's relationship with God changed forever. He was cast out of the garden like an enemy because of his rebellion. You see, guilty sinners need a mediator, someone to go to God on their behalf and bring peace. And Jesus Christ is that mediator. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye, who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us." Peace has been made because God has been reconciled. We just need to accept His salvation. He is ready and willing to pardon sinners. He will forgive and show favor to those that repent and believe on Him. He has removed the obstacles for reconciliation. The law has been fulfilled in the life of Jesus Christ. Justice was delivered on the cross of Calvary. Man can now look upon God as a friend and not an enemy. See, peace is a product of justification. Peace with God is a result of justification through faith in Christ Jesus. Christ has stood in your place before God. You were doomed to die because of sin against God, but Christ took your place. God demands a perfect life in accordance with the law, and Christ accomplished that. See, when you trust in Christ, you become partakers with Him, joint heirs. How can God hold you accountable for sins already paid? What more can God demand than a perfect life? See, he that believeth is not condemned. The peace of God may be known once one has made peace with God. These are not empty words, but truths from God. If you are justified, you are saved and secure. Salvation brings a calmness and a tranquility that cannot be explained. And it is because God is at peace with man. You know, this world is filled with turmoil. It will probably get worse before it gets better. We cannot ignore that reality, but we can find peace with God through Jesus Christ.